You're listening to 91.9 KVCR. I'm Megan Jamerson. This is The Voice, where we check in with the Black Voice News editorial team each week about important issues in the Inland Region. Today, we are talking to reporter Corey Skillman about the FDA's decision last week to ban menthol cigarettes. Welcome to KVCR, Corey. You report health officials have been asking for this ban for a decade. What does this mean now for Black smokers and the Black community as a whole?
Hi, Megan. Thank you so much for having me. 45,000 Black lives are lost each year from smoking-related illnesses. And in theory, that number will decrease by about 75% when menthols are removed from the market and the effects of their removal are finally felt. How many lives will be saved now is dependent on how well people who prefer menthol cigarettes are at weaning themselves off the product. Of course, there are still concerns about cigarettes being available on the Black market and whether this will become another opportunity to further criminalize Black people and Black communities. However, menthol cigarettes are not being immediately removed from the market. Pushback is expected from the tobacco industry, as I'm sure they will likely lobby and protest the removal of their products. It will take time and continuous effort from community members and Black organizations to ensure that menthols are removed from public sale.
And you also mentioned the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act was passed and signed into law under the Obama administration, preventing the sale of flavored cigarettes. But menthols were excluded from the ban. Why?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the ban originally passed in 2009 under the Obama administration and included flavors like chocolate, fruit flavors, dessert flavors, etc. I imagine they got away with excluding menthols by claiming that it was a cooling sensation rather than a flavor. Menthol cigarettes were officially excluded from the ban because the FDA said that they didn't have enough research on them and that they needed to conduct more before they could include them in any type of legal action. However, research on menthol cigarettes was concluded in 2011 when the FDA Advisory Committee found that, and I quote, removal of menthol cigarettes from the marketplace would benefit public health in the United States. Yet over the past 10 years, no laws were implemented and menthol cigarettes were able to continue being sold in the market. In my opinion, the oversight is not including menthols is rooted in anti-Blackness. As I said in my last answer, 75% of African-American smokers smoke menthol cigarettes. Black people are the largest consumers of menthol cigarettes in America, and these tobacco companies know their market. African-American lives are often not the priority of the U.S. government.
Hmm. And in doing your research for this article, what kind of advertisements for menthols did you see being used?
So if you Google menthol cigarette advertisements, majority of the ads depict Black people and Black social circles. As mentioned in the article, menthol cigarette companies used to sponsor Black community events as another way of getting their cigarettes into the hands of Black consumers. Obviously, tobacco advertising laws have changed since the 1950s and 60s, and the ads you find on the internet are outdated, but smoking menthols is a generational comfort. Black youth are seeing their older family members smoking menthols, so if and when they decide to smoke, they're picking up the packs they're familiar with.
Corey Skillman, reporter for Black Voice News, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Megan.
That's The Voice for this week. Join us again next Thursday for another insightful look at local news in the Inland Region. You can find today's segment and much more at our website, kvcrnews.org, and at blackvoicenews.com. I'm Megan Jamerson.